It was a ghostly dawn, a misty half-light in York. No church bell rang. The dying man, Aldroyd, stared up at me, and his hand gripped my robe.
The king! The king!
He lay on his back on shards of glass in his glazier's cart. A big piece had spiked him through and protruded from his stomach.
No child of Henry and Catherine Howard can ever be true heir.
What is this?
She knows.
What?
Playborn! No!
In London, not 2 weeks before, had come the news of my own father's death. Grieving and guilty, I discovered that the farm where I grew up and which now was mine was deep in debt, and the value of the land wouldn't clear it. It was in this turmoil that I was summoned to Lambeth Palace by Archbishop Cranmer himself. I thought I was done with visits to great men.
Times are hard, Master Shardlake, for those who worked for Lord Cromwell.
Yes, my lord.
I wish they'd take his head from London Bridge. I see what the gulls have left each time I cross. I was sorry to hear your father had died. May God rest his soul.
Yes, my lord. His funeral is 2 days from now in Lichfield.
The king is well north of there already, at Hatfield.
In the spring, a fresh rebellion was nipped in the bud in Yorkshire, and the king had decided to take a great progress, the greatest ever seen in England, up to awe the Northmen and to establish his majesty's power and authority. 3,000 people were on the progress, and when they'd left, people said the cart stretched along the road for over a mile.
The king has promised the Northmen his justice. At every town he invites petitioners with complaints against local officialdom, and lawyers are needed to sort through them to weed out the petty and the foolish and arbitrate where they can. One of the lawyers on the progress has died, poor fellow. He took pneumonia. We need a replacement. I remembered you. You'd return with the progress next month and bring back £50 for your work.
The reward is generous, my lord. It will solve some financial concerns I have. I will go, my lord. Thank you.
Good. Now, I also have a small private mission for you in York. Do not worry, sir. There is no scurrying after danger in this. It requires only a certain authority of manner and, above all, discretion. They are a barbarous people in the north, still mired in papist heresy. After the spring rebellion was uncovered, many of the conspirators escaped. There is an aspect of their plans that only a few of them know. There is a conspirator of York, Sir Edward Broderick, recently taken prisoner there. We believe he knows. The king sent questioners to York, but they got nowhere.
What is to be done with him, my lord?
He is to be brought from York to Hull in a sealed wagon when the progress moves on there, then to London by boat, guarded by the most loyal and trusted men. The king wants to be in London when he is questioned in the Tower.
How does this involve me, my lord?
I want you to ensure that he is alive and in good health when he arrives.
But will he not be in the king's care?
The Duke of Suffolk is in charge of arrangements for the progress, and he chose Broderick's jailer at York Castle, a man who can be trusted. Fulke Radwinter, but I have been concerned. Radwinter is a man of true and honest faith, yet he can be too severe. A prisoner once died. I want someone else present to keep an eye on Broderick's welfare till he can be brought to the Tower. You will have my seal as your authority. You will have overall charge of Broderick's welfare, in York and then on to London. You will not talk to him beyond asking after his welfare, ensuring he comes to no harm. There. That is a charitable commission, is it not?
My lord, my past service on matters of state has cost me much in peace of mind. I wish to remain a private man. I have seen men die most horribly.
Then ensure for me that a man lives, and in decent conditions. Sometimes God calls us to hard duty, Master Shardlake. And then we must find the stomach for it.
I buried my father on a cold day in Lichfield. Then it took my assistant Jack Barrack and I 5 days hard riding on bad roads through wild country before we approached York, bone sore and weary.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?